In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The apparitions of Garabandal are not forbidden, and also they are not approved yet by the Catholic Church. There is permission for priests and nuns to come to the place. But as in the case of Medjugorje, it is very difficult for the Church to decide to officially approve the apparitions, given that the happenings of the warning and the miracle that were already announced are still in progress before the punishment or chastisement in case men are not sincerely converted. For this reason, it is understandable to wait out of prudence for the fulfillment of these prophecies before the Catholic Church gives a definitive judgment. Each one is free to accept these apparitions or not, because they are not dogmas of faith. However, considering the pros and cons can make us accept a reality wanted by God, who has wanted to manifest through the Virgin Mary the need for prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, penance, and adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist, things forgotten in practice by so many non-practicing Catholics who really lead a life far from God and in danger of eternal condemnation. If after the miracle the world does not change for the better, a punishment or chastisement will come. Conchita Gonzalez says, "The punishment will be horrible. We, lowly Jacinta and I, have seen it, but I cannot say what it consists of, because I do not have permission from the Virgin Mary. When I saw it, I felt a great fear, and I was seeing the Virgin Mary at the same time, in all her beauty and her indescribable goodness. The Virgin Mary told me that Jesus did not send the punishment to disturb us, but to rebuke us for not paying attention to him and to help us." The day the visionaries of Garabandal saw the punishment was on the nights of the girl's horrific screams. The night of June 19th of the year 1962 and June 23rd of the year 1962. According to some witnesses, on those nights, the girls gave impressive screams and said, "Wait, wait, let everyone confess." People began to ask for forgiveness from each other and apologize publicly. Those screams ended with the ecstasies at 2 a.m. People were praying several holy rosaries right there until 6 a.m. Then they all went to the church and the parade of confessions began. Literally, the whole town confessed, and the confessions were of truly extraordinary sincerity and repentance. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, spoke to them of a great tribulation for the church, noting that there would come a time when the church would seem to be about to perish from a terrible trial. We asked her what that test would be called, and she told us, communism. This probably means that communism would try to destroy the church, with destruction of churches, persecutions, and massacres of all kinds. Let's not forget that communism is and has been the greatest tyranny of the 20th century, and wants to totally destroy the idea of God on earth. Because following the teachings of Karl Marx, according to them, religion is the opium of the people. On October 7th of the year 1962, a witness asked Mary Lowly about what they had seen on the nights of the screaming. The girl replied, "That was horrible to see. We were totally scared, and I can't find words to explain that. We saw rivers turning to blood, fire falling from the sky, and something much worse, which I cannot reveal now. The message we gave says not to wait for the punishment, but without expecting it, it will come." The Virgin Mary asked everyone to confess and take communion. On November 18, 1980, in the city of Fulda in Germany, at the end of a meeting of the German Episcopate, Pope St. John Paul II responded during a press conference to the questions of a journalist interested in knowing about the authenticity of the account of the third secret that was sent by Pope St. Paul VI to the leaders of the United States, the USSR, and the United Kingdom. Pope St. John Paul II declared, "It should be enough for every Christian to know that the secret speaks of oceans flooding entire continents, that millions of men will be deprived of life suddenly, in minutes. With this in mind, the publication of the secret is not suitable. Many want to know just out of curiosity and sensationalism, but they forget that knowing also carries responsibility. Many people only aim to satisfy their curiosity, and this is dangerous. They probably wouldn't even react, with the excuse that it's no use anymore." It was then that Pope St. John Paul II took hold of a Holy Rosary, the weapon, as Padre Pio called it, and said with a serious gesture, "Here is the remedy against that evil. Pray, pray, and ask no more questions. Leave everything else in the hands of the Mother of God, our sweet Virgin Mary." In another time, when Pope St. John Paul II was asked about the future of the Church, the Pope said the same thing. "We must prepare ourselves to suffer, in a short time, great trials that will require us to be willing to lose even our lives and to give ourselves totally to Christ and for Christ. Through your prayer and mine, it is possible to reduce this tribulation, but it is no longer possible to avoid it, because only in this way the Church can be truly renewed. How many times has the renewal of the Church been done with blood? It won't be any different this time." Luz Amparo Cuevas Artesoros, the visionary of the apparitions of El Escorial, also received some messages from our Mother the Virgin Mary about the chastisement. Let's remember that the apparitions of El Escorial that took place in Spain between the years 1931 and 2012 are neither approved nor forbidden by the Catholic Church. The messages from our Mother the Virgin Mary said, "There will be 3 days of darkness. The sun will darken and the moon will give a very dim light. The true children of God will continue with prayer and will not forget God. Those days will be terrible." Our Lord Jesus Christ told her, "The punishment will reach and destroy 2/3 of humanity, but in spite of that, of all the warnings, people do not listen, they do not repent, they do not listen to the messages of my mother. I give my mother as a messenger for all humanity. The punishment is near. It will consist of the stars colliding on earth. They are about to destroy most of humanity. A star will illuminate all humanity. It will be horrible. It will seem that the world is on fire. It will only be a few seconds. Many people would like to be dead at that time. Even the righteous will see it, but it will not affect them at all. Also, many men will die from that great impression. It will be like rain of fire. The whole earth will tremble. The punishment will be horrible. Great sounds will be heard in the air that will cause terror to all mankind. There will be great earthquakes. Great nations will disappear. I want at least 1/3 of humanity to be saved. Several nations will be destroyed, and those that remain will be purified. This great punishment is very close. It will seem that the world is burning. From the warning alone, many will not withstand the force of it and will die." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.